Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Markets are coming off of a rather horrific hump day, and whether you're looking at the Dow Jones Index, the NASDAQ, the German DAX, or even the Straits Times Index, which has fallen significantly below 2,500, it seems stocks are really pulling back ahead of the November elections in the United States, and also because of rising COVID-19 infections that's threatening major economies. What will this now mean for markets towards the end of the year, and can we expect an even more dismal end for equity markets in 2020? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined once again by Mr. Terrence Wong, the CEO of Azure Capital. He's here to help us recap the tumultuous month that was and to help us understand how he's preparing for some potential volatility ahead. Terrence, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still in good health and is safe during these times. And welcome back to the show.
Hey, JP. Good to be back.
As we mentioned, I just wanted to point out to folks how deep the sell-off was overnight. You're looking at the near 3.5% declines for the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ. They're saying the German DAX has fallen below their 200-day moving average. The STI continuing to pull below 2,500. Now, some feel that markets, because of how frothy they were in for a correction. But were you surprised, personally, Terrence, by how deep the correction was overnight in Wall Street and how it's carrying over to markets here in the Asia Pacific?
JP, not at all, actually. We've been talking on this program that valuations for the markets have been very, very frothy. This is particularly true for the US. And, you know, the numbers just don't make sense. I've been talking about the pandemic taking on a second, a third wave over in the US and Europe. And, you know, this will have implications of the economic recovery that, you know, people were hoping for. They were hoping for a very, very sharp V-shaped recovery. Sure, on the jobs front, we can see that a lot of the jobs have been recaptured back. I think they lost to a tune of over 20 million at a peak back in May. Right now, it is about 11.4 million. The unemployment rate, to be sure, is still high at about 8%. And if this pandemic or if this wave is going to continue on in the U.S., we have like 70,000, 80,000. They are targeting 100,000 infections a day. Very, very soon, all these things will have an implication for the recovery. And hence, I think that all these things will be pushed back. And not to mention about the US elections. It's coming up next week. Any kind of uncertainty will actually hit the market. So I think right now, people, the investors are just looking at all these different factors. That there is, I think, a mix of negative factors that's going to be, that's already happening and that's going to be upcoming. And therefore, the sell down is really, really not a surprise. It's probably the only surprise is how long it took for this thing to happen.
You know, the potential for volatility leading up to the US elections is rather high. You know, 2016 is a very stark reminder of just how volatile it is. And I just wanted to point out right now that the VIX index has also spiked by about 20% higher overnight. So volatility could emanate from the US, but then do regional markets, should we be concerned? And if so, what might Azure Capital be doing to protect yourselves against this potential volatility down the line, given the lessons we've learned from 2016?
Well, this upcoming US election is possibly, you know, the biggest risk event since COVID. And regardless of what the poll numbers have said, are indicating, there's always room for surprise, right? And even if an upset doesn't happen, right now it is Biden's election to lose. But let's assume that he really goes on to win it. But if there's any kind of like contest by Donald Trump, that uncertainty in the market will actually sort of like roil the stock market. And I think that this potential negative event, I think further hits the market, will hit the market. I still remember back in 2016 as the numbers were streaming in and it became apparent that Donald Trump was going to win on that very day. Our markets actually took a tumble. But Dow Jones, a few hours later, started to rebound. And then our market started to rebound the very next day. So a lot can happen. And we are very, very intertwined, or we have a lot of attachment, a correlation with the US elections as upcoming.
So is there anything we can do, Terrence, or is there anything that you folks at Azure Capital can do to protect against potential volatility? Are you taking any particular steps, or do you think it's just a matter of just letting the chips fall where they are come November 3rd and the weeks after?
I mean, actually, the last few months, I looked at it, the situation in terms of pandemic, in terms of the US elections and other geopolitical risks, I've taken on a lot more cautious view and I've cashed up. So, and I'll continue to stay in cash and look for opportunities should there be further downside in the market.
So you're keeping things in cash and not favoring safe havens at the moment? Is this the preferred play?
Oh yeah, because people talk about safe haven, right? You realize that when the chips are down, when the negative sentiments like hit the markets, even for supposedly safe havens, there's an opportunity of it getting wiped. So I think I'd rather stay in cash right now. Cash is king for now. And I believe that, in the not too distant future, there will be opportunities opening up.
Fair enough. So we're still speaking to Mr. Terrence Wong, the CEO of Azure Capital here on Money FM 89.3. Now, there is another big event that's ongoing right now, and that's the ongoing plenum out in China. And it seems that policymakers in Beijing look set to lay out the next five-year plan. Do you think this might actually be more meaningful for regional and local markets? Some feel that Beijing might be embarking on a big shift for the world's second largest economy. But how big an event could this be actually, and will this matter for markets here in the region and here in Singapore?
Well, I think the plenum is big because it really sets the tone for what's going to happen in China for the next 5 years. And I think that this reflects a change in the balance of strategic relationship between the US and China. The times when China shaped its policies around the US policy framework, I think, have totally disappeared, especially during the last few years during Donald Trump's reign. China's five-year plans are more successful in really achieving their objectives, even despite the impact of COVID-19. For investors, this is an important feature because it provides a level of policy certainty not found in the current chaos in the US. And US policy will mold itself in reaction to, I believe, the Chinese five-year plan rather than the other way around. And Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, has reiterated at the broad strategic outlines of the five-year plan, includes the concept of a dual economy, which is an economy that is less dependent upon exports for its sustainability. This doesn't really mean that there's a reduction in Chinese exports, but it does signal the growth of the domestic economy. And we know that China will grow its digital economy. This momentum has really, really been accelerated with COVID-19 and with the US waging a trade war on China since 2018. Wiring all of China for 5G, setting up the parameters for AI and application of blockchain to the sovereign digital currency, all, I think, set a framework which will define the largest market in the world. So this fifth plenum deserves as much attention, if not more, versus the US presidential elections. Investors need to understand the investment implications of the policies coming from the fifth plenum. And I think that this is particularly important for Singapore because increasingly over the last couple of decades, we have been more plugged into the Chinese economy.
And let's use that to actually talk more specifically about markets, equity markets here in Singapore. We have seen that significant submersion below that 2500 level, Terrence, and just goes to show how sensitive or vulnerable this open economy and market is to all of these currents and volatility. We haven't even mentioned the rise in COVID-19 cases in Europe and the US. How far do you think will the STI fall before it starts to bottom out? And do you think we should treat this as a sign to stay off the markets or out of Singapore markets, or to treat this decline as a possible buying opportunity for Singapore equities?
JP, I think it's so unfair, right? I mean, like, when the US markets were on fire the last few months, we hardly felt the impact. But when US just catches a cold, we fall together in sympathy with them. I think that this, being a small open economy, we're very susceptible to what's happening in China, in the US, especially in the equity markets. And if you look at valuations on its own, divorced from everything that's happening, I think that valuations are not expensive. Though I believe very much that the US markets are overpriced and therefore there will be a correction and we will also fall together in tandem with them. So as I said earlier in this program, the best strategy will be to stay in cash, look for opportunities. I think that in the not too distant future, sometime in November, we may be able to find a lot of these companies at very, very good value. I'm not even talking about, you know, you don't go down the line to mid and small caps. I think the blue chips will present good value. And these guys also have the benefit of like dishing out one of the best yields in the region, if not the world.
Any particular sector among the blue chips that you think might prove more lucrative once we get to that point where we can see opportunities, Terrence?
Well, I think that it's across the board, though I feel that those that are the front-running sectors, the bellwethers of the economy, like property, banks, all of them will be chief beneficiaries of that. Because in these uncertain times, they will fall harder than the rest.
Fair enough. I'd like to thank Terrence Wong, CEO of Azure Capital, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to help us assess the increasingly volatile landscape for global and local markets. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued good health and safety during these times. And we look forward to having you back on the show in the very near future, sir.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.